Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. Each week we look at a song lyric or two, recognize these lines or heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They're what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so that we can live and love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope, connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today, I want to continue our series called Be Still, or Learning to Be Still. We talked about that whole thing about learning to be still via the song by the Eagles, Learn to Be Still, how easy it is to be busy and to allow busyness to be like a leash around our neck, kind of a form of slavery, losing control. And how this causes us to lose not only control, but ourself in a way that is not God's best for us. And so we want to be able to look at this, especially in our fast-paced world. And we've been so busy with so many things that we forget about some of the more central kind of things that are necessary for our own personal health, spiritual as well as emotional health. And that's learning to be still, learning to create time and space for us, learning to have a connection within and connection spiritually with God so that we can be refueled and resourced and renewed, and so we can continue to do life in a good way, in a healthy way. So today I want to focus on how stillness connects us to God, the spiritual part of this. You know, I believe our deepest heart cry is to connect with a God who will love us and who also will help us, realizing that we don't have to do life alone. So when we make this connection, it does help us to realize that I have an ultimate companion in God, and he wants to come to us in a way to really help us do life, not by ourselves, but with his companionship. And so there's a great scripture in the Old Testament. God told Moses in the time of crisis when they were pinned against the sea and the enemy of Israel, Egypt was coming to eradicate them, and they didn't know what to do. And God told Moses to be still and know that he is God, and that he was going to be God for them because he was going to do a miracle. And what happened was a miracle. He opened the sea, and they went through the sea, a couple million people on dry land. And then when the chariots of Egypt came to the waters and they began to go through the sea to pursue them, the sea engulfed them, and they all died. So God fought for them, and God did something that only God can do. And so in so doing, God becomes real. God becomes someone who has power, who is attentive to the heart cries of his people, who comes to help. And so they got to know that God was for them. And God was big, bigger than any enemy that they had, as they were still and allow God to come. And so I always flip this around and say this: to know God, be still. And this has been a pursuit of mine for years, to just learn to quiet and still my soul inside, to learn to give space for this kind of a connection, this kind of a filling, if you will, this kind of surrender. Because what happens inside of me readily and every day is that there's anxieties, there's fears, there's all kinds of emotions that are causing me to be filled with them. And I need to empty myself, and I need to be able to find peace, and I need to find strength, I need to find hope and love so I can continue to be defined by that and not be led and defined by the negative, the unresolved, and the insecurities that are within me. And so to know God, be still. And here's a great song that really we'll look at in a second, but I want to bring a quote first before the song. And this quote says this: silence will illuminate you in God and deliver you from phantoms of ignorance. Silence will unite you to God. In the beginning, we have to force ourselves to be silent. But then from our very silence is born something that draws us into a deeper silence. May God give you an experience of this something that is born of silence. There's a man named Isaac of Nineveh. I want to just read it again, or part of it again. Silence will unite you to God. In the beginning, we have to force ourselves to be silent. But then from our very silence is born something that draws us into deeper silence. May God give you an experience of this something that is born of silence. Such a beautiful quote. It fits in with this song by The Fray. It's called Be Still. This is the lyrics of this. I always like to listen to this song thinking that God is speaking this over me, speaking this to me. And he says this, be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know that I'm here. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame, be still and know I'm with you, and I will say your name. If terror falls upon your bed, sleep no longer comes. Remember all the words I said, be still and know. And when you go through the valley and the shadows comes down from the hill, if morning never comes to be still, And if you forget the way to go, lose where you come from. If no one is standing beside you, be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know I am. Such a beautiful song. Enjoy that. And kind of just take a second and open your hearts and just picture, if you will, God speaking this to you and receive the good of this song. Song. I believe this is the ultimate discovery of our journey of life to connect with and have relationship with a God who sees us, wants to do life with us, wants to come to help us. Learning to be still helps us to face our realities and not run from them or ignore them. So easy to do that We can be in denial with all the unresolved things in our life, things that are confronting us, things that demand a response, and we just don't have the resource to face those things. It's easy to run away. It's easy to drown those things out. It's easy to pretend. But when we face our realities, we hear and feel the heart cry inside of us for help, for companionship. And I believe that's a spiritual heart cry. I say every week in my introduction, life's a journey that invites and demands us to find help outside of ourselves. That's the whole nature of spirituality. And so we need not to be ashamed that we need help. We need to accept that we're human. Part of our human condition and dilemma, if you will, is that we need help beyond ourselves. We need good friends. I've shared that many times on past broadcasts, as well as we need help from God. And we're made to know this kind of help and relationship therein. So it's a longing to connect with God for his help and his love. That's what I mean by heart cries. And God allows and uses hard times in our lives, lonely times, to invite us to reach out and to connect with him, to be quiet, to be still, and to know that he is God. And when we do, he comes in a way that is so personal, to take our hands and to do life, to do a miracle. And he shows us the way through the harder times. With our connection, our relationship with God, his companionship, we can face anything. You know, and in the Bible, it talks about mountains shall be removed, or we can even go through a mountain, that we can walk on water, we can go through the sea. Analogies of with God, all things are possible. And so it's so important that we can do a quality of life relationally with a God of love, as well as a powerful way of doing life, an overcoming way with God's help. And so when we are still, God comes close. And I always love that. Be still and let God come close. And we get to know God by being still. His presence and his peace is felt in the silence, experienced in such an intimate way. And so to me, this is the number one battle for my life and my serenity. Am I going to, in my day, take some time and just learn to be still again, to go further in learning to be still, to take time to be still and let God come close? Because when God comes close, then I can surrender all the heaviness and all the unresolved things to him. And he gives me an exchange of peace. And he connects with me in a way that communicates to me that I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you to do your part, but I'm going to do what you can't do because I want to. And so his presence and his peace is felt in the silence, in the quietness, in the taking time to be still. I believe our hearts are hungry to find and respond to this, not just one time, but as an ongoing lifestyle, every day and many times as needed throughout the day. We're made for this. So this kind of life can be ours on an ongoing way, not just when we need help, but many times it starts when we need help, or we find it again in the crisis times. And that's okay. That's how we learn how to put this occasional times of asking for help into a consistent time of asking for help and letting it be part of our lifestyle. So here's a great song. I played this so many times in our past number of years that I've been doing this Stairway to Heaven. It's a great song by Eric Clapton and Stevie Winwood called The Presence of the Lord. And it's such a beautiful thing. The verse says, I have finally found a way to live just like I never could before. I know that I don't have much to give, but I can open any door with God's help. Everybody knows the secret. Everybody knows the score. I have finally found a place to live, a way to live in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. And so enjoy this song. It's a beautiful classic song, Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood. Thank you.
to sleep well. Of the Lord. Oh, have fallen my way to leave like I've never been before.
So my encouragement to you is to take some time this week to be still, allow God to come close, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think it's a process to learn to have this connection, so don't be discouraged if you're kind of in the quietness. You don't at first have the bigger impact that you would hope you would have, the bigger connection, the richer connection. But just continue to give yourself and say a simple prayer. Lord, as I come close, if I come still now and be still, would you come? And watch and see the peace and the presence of the Lord begin to come, and you'll start to get familiar with that. You'll start to be changed by that. You'll start to stay connected to that and do life in that way God intended. I believe that's God's best for us. So it was great to talk with you today. I want to personally be available to offer friendship and help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Woman's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket, 10 a.m. We are a Christian community in Laguna Beach, wanting to be followers of Jesus, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. We look forward to talking with you next Sunday, 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. And also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store on the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy-sell trade store featuring trendy and upscale vintage clothes for women and men. Profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. Have a great week.